episode of Turn 4, we're back with the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
And thanks for tuning in.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Y'all know what time it is. A 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 in the building. Once again, Eddie Greer III. Man, it feels like it's been a while since I recorded a podcast related to NASCAR racing. The three best divisions of all of motorsports. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Cable World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series. As they officially entered the round of 12. We'll get into that in just a moment. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, your host of this podcast, folks. Here recording, obviously recording here in Manhattan, Kansas, where your host lives here, getting ready here for some racing down south in Texas to kick off the round of 12 of the Cup Series. It'll be pretty short here today. Obviously getting ready here. I'm recording this here before college football gets underway here. So I'm not going to be too long here on this edition of the podcast, which is going to be episode 315 of the podcast, looking ahead to the round of 12 here. And before I get into that, of course, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, folks, whether that is Spotify, Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. 3-Wide NASCAR podcast rolling in to the, if you want to call it, the quarterfinals now of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, which saw the first round, round of 16, three non-playoff winners. Can you believe it? In a year where unpredictability is king, it rang clear last Saturday night down at Bristol, or I should say east at Bristol Motor Speedway, where it was pretty much unpredictability and where the storyline, two heavy hitters out of the playoffs and Roush Fenway Racing breaking through in the victory lane in the person of not Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher. And he's been knocking on the door all season long, finally getting through, breaking a five-year drought, getting in the victory lane, and now that, and finally getting Roush Fenway Racing, or Jack Roush in particularly, back in victory lane. Brad Keselowski looked like, for a minute, was going to be the guy to get it done, races to bring the checkered flag for himself. But instead of that, he has issue, and caution was not come out, and there was a lot of that going on. Now, I kept up with this. Obviously, college football is in full swing, so I did not pay a whole lot to this race. I did manage to go back and forth and to keep up with it on my tablet there, and man, some cautions didn't come out. A lot of controversies, a lot of people upset on Twitter about it. Brad's wife, Paige, in particular, was not too pleased on that as well. But at the end of the night, his employee, Chris Buescher, that he kept over, wins the race. Bass Pro Shops night race. Chris Buescher's second career victory in the NASCAR Cup Series there as well. Caution flags, 11 for 80 laps. It seemed like a lot more than that. The way that individuals were dropping out like flies. You had power steering issues, tire issues, more Toyota issues there all across the board. Kyle Busch, two engine failures in three races. He's out of the playoffs. We'll just start right there. This is too much right here. Obviously, I don't even have that, so I'm going to have to go to the board right here. But, yeah, Kyle Busch, start right there. ends the misery right there. Two blown engines. Everyone's saying fact that it is, you know, conspiracy theories and whatnot. Hey, I can believe that as well. You can think what you think, but, yeah, I can think about that as well. You know, Kyle Busch obviously going to RCR next year, and rumor has it that he could be running in the Indianapolis 500 next year for McLaren. We'll have to see about that, but I've been seeing that flying all over my Twitter feed the last, 2 days in change and something like that. But, yeah, Kyle Busch in the misery right now, in the misery last weekend with more engine problems for that team. He wasn't the only Toyota that had issues. issues there. Ty Gibbs, Martin Truex Jr. also had steering issues as well. Martin Truex Jr., you can say the same thing for him. Two engine issues in two races. I don't know what's up with it. The durability. Is it this stupid race car or not? I mean, I don't know. I'm frustrated with it, with the issue. I mean, I don't think this car is ready for the asphalt. I tweeted something like that last weekend, but yeah, I don't think this car is ready to be fully honest. And the way that this car has acted on short tracks, I know that North Wilkesboro is going to be the destination. We all know that now that North Wilkesboro is going to be destination for the Austin race next year. You had the dud of a race at Martinsville. I'm nervous to even go back over there to win that car race over there. No action over there. You got Texas to when you hear this tomorrow, which would be this afternoon. You saw how a race played out the Austin race with this car race there. Barely no passing there. So, I don't know. I don't know. This is the car that we have now, and a lot of complaining. It has been involved, especially lately. Obviously, Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr. to be of note there, and a few others in that as well. So you just don't know what you're gonna get. And a la the winners of, you know, 19 different winners this year. Yes, Kurt Busch is included in all that. So, yeah, I can't tell you what's going to happen here this when you listen to this Ray the Cup race tomorrow, which will be this afternoon. But absolutely, got to feel for these teams. A lot of guys dropping out of this race, dropping like flies. And Ryan Blaney, being escapes. the Ford driver, Kyle Busch, one of them, Kevin Harvick being the other one. Kevin Harvick, 10th place finish was not enough to move him on, and he needed to win to move on. 36, you're 36 going out, coming into this race, and you finish in the 10th spot there. Let me double check that to make sure that was correct on that. No, he finished 10th. At the Bass Pro Shops night race at Bristol. That was obviously not enough there for him there. You needed to win that race there. And he got as high as third or fourth at one point there. So two champions, former champions of the sport, out of the playoffs there. In the Cup playoffs for 2022. Austin Dillon obviously was the popular one who was going to be out early. So that was that to me. Not a surprise. There, and this to me, the fourth and final one, it is a surprise for me, and that's Tyler Reddick. So, it's funny enough that Kyle Busch, going to Richard's Racing next year, eliminated, out. Tyler Reddick, eliminated, he's out. He got booted out of the 8 car, but he's staying with Richard's Racing, and he's been kicked out to the 3rd car. And I mentioned this probably last week or the week before on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So that's funny enough in itself there. But I thought Tyler Reddick would go a little bit deeper than that. I had him going probably at least to the Elite 8 or to the round of 8 at best there. Unfortunately, that did not happen. He's out. And the way that played itself out was the wreck there. I missed out on that, so I went back and watched that. And yeah, Tyler Reddick unfortunately missed. He finished, 25th in this race? Very unfortunate there for him there. after a solid regular season. He's out of the championship picture now, which leads to this, right? Let's reset the field, folks. Round of 12, Texas. Let's check out here the round of 12 tracks here. Texas, Roval, and I believe, if I'm mistaken, Talladega is also a part of this as well. Three totally way different racetracks here for you guys, folks. Let me check that here. Okay, so now, so we'll go in here real quick. Schedule. All right, round of 12. The quarterfinals of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs continue on NBC. All three of these races, or really, the rest of the way, will NBC will have coverage the rest of the way through the championship four race. Texas tomorrow, as I'm sitting here recording this. This is going to be the last race, actually, so check that back for USA. Then NBC will take over from the Talladega race on through the championship four at Phoenix, Arizona, Texas, down south, folks, tomorrow afternoon with the Auto Trader EchoPark Automotive 500. I'm worried for this race for action's sake, folks. Oh, man. Woo! 2:30 Central Time, folks. USA will end their stretch of races there as the round of 12 kicks off for the Cup Series there as well. And then next Sunday, you have October, new month there, Talladega, baby, which could and probably should at this point produce a new winner and probably a non-playoff winner. I'm going to go out on limb and say that. 1 o'clock Central Time, folks, Talladega Super Speedway. That is game round race number 2 of this quarterfinal there, the Yellowwood 500 there. And then the cutoff race, the Charlotte Roval. 1 Central Time, October 9th, folks, for the Bank of America Roval 400 going to go down. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, right, three different racetracks. You got a mile and a half in there which could be really hard to pass, judging by the and the way that this track was basically, I want to say the other word, but I won't do that, screwed up. They screwed up the racetrack down at Texas Motor Speedway. They should have left it alone, but of course you got to make changes to please the folks. So how did that work out? Not too well. We've been on this plenty of times. Every time the Cup Series or Xfinity or the Truck Series have made their way through the Texas Motor Speedway. So there's that. Then you got Talladega, 2.5 mile Super Speedway. Which, at this point, again, is going to produce something like a Brad Keselowski could win there. He's won there a bunch of times there, so he could get a win there as well. So we'll see what happens there. And now that you have Harvick and Kyle Busch out of the pitch, or Austin Dillon out of the mix, he could win there as well. So, you know, a non-playoff contender could win there. And then the Roval itself, it produces its own craziness. We see the whole share a lot of that over the past since the cutoff race was put there in that spot. So, yeah, three different racetracks. You have a mile and a half, a speedway track, and then you have a road course there. So, three different tracks, and really keep you on your toes there. We'll see what happens there as well. Now, to reset the field for the round of 12 for the Cup Series, Chase Elliott backing number one spot, your number one seed and your regular season champ, Joey Logano sitting there in the second seed, Ross Chastain third for Trackhouse Racing. Both Trackhouse cars, ladies and gents, still in the playoffs. Yes, you heard that right. Still in the playoffs, folks. Then Kyle Larson, your fourth seed. Now Joey Logano 15 out, Chastain 20 out, Larson 21 out, fifth seed William Byron, all 400 motorsports cars still in the mix for a championship there. So William Byron still in it. Denny Hamlin, the favorite for tomorrow's race at Texas, he's sitting there in the sixth seed, 27 out. Christopher Bell, who had a solid round one of the NASCAR playoffs. He's back as my phone is going off again, that's like the fourth time within 15 minutes. Bell, back to the seventh seed there. Christopher Bell was the first one to be locked in. And remember, and keep this in mind, folks, no playoff driver has yet to win in these playoffs. So will that continue? That might continue up that might continue tomorrow. We'll see about that. Ryan Blaney, if the round of eight were to start, he would be in. So Ryan Blaney has escaped trouble twice. If you go back to the regular season finale at Daytona, where he wrecked he was the first car wrecked there with damage there, and he escaped the skin of his teeth there when Martin Truex Jr. wrecked as well, and Martin Truex Jr.'s car couldn't handle right. Blaney escaped by 3 points over Truex to advance to the playoffs, and Blaney did the same thing here where he had issues. He was the first car to have, well, either the first or second car to have issues, and what happened? Others had issues as well. So Ryan Blaney has been the beneficiary for sure of getting in these, continuing to advance in these playoffs.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
All three Penske cars still in the running for the 2022 NASCAR Cup Championship. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 continues here. Eddie Greeter III recording to you on this game day Saturday, folks. September 24th, as I record this podcast here, before college football kicks off here. I'm with you for a short period of time. Once again, today, I know, here lately with this podcast have been a little bit short on, but hey, I gotta get content when I can get in here. So, but the main focus is on the Cup Series, though. But on a side note here, congratulations to here. I'm gonna step aside real quick. We'll get into the ones who are looking up out of the playoffs right now in the Cup Series. But we gotta talk some Camping World Truck Series here for a minute. As Ty Majeski punches a ticket to Phoenix for the championship four, and none better at the right time, baby. Winning at Bristol, the first race in the round of eight. Ty Majeski, first career Camping World Truck Series win, comes at a right time, baby. Winning the race and punching your ticket to the championship four. I really like this cat a lot. And he's grown on me this year. He's been really fast, competitive for that Thor Sport Racing Truck in that 66 car. That's his car, 66 truck. Whew. So Ty Majeski, first career Truck Series win, comes at a right time there and gets it over Zane Smith, who finished second in this race there. Parker Kligerman in the middle of the playoff drivers. Third, Greg Infinger, Matt Crafton, who was recently eliminated. Fifth, that is your top five as well. And let's run down the top 10 here. Derek Kraus, Stuart Friesen, who was eliminated. No, I think he's still in, actually. Christian Eckes, Chandler Smith, and Corey Heim round at the top 10 there in that race. And I believe Ty Majeski, Chandler Smith, Chandler Smith won stages one and two and fails to win the race. Ty Majeski with the upset. And now he's the beneficiary. He is locked to the next round, which leaves Chandler Smith, Zane Smith, and Stuart. So Stuart Friesen is in. He would be, if the championship four were to start tonight, he's in. And Jonathan Nemechek out. So Friesen and Nemechek separated by 9 points heading in to their next race, which is, I believe, Talladega. Yep, Talladega next weekend. So it's going to be a Trucks weekend and, I believe, Cup Series weekend. Double dip. So, and then their cutoff race is Homestead. That's not even going to be until October 22nd. So they got a minute there. So you better put yourself in position if you're going to make a run for the Championship Four in time. We know one driver is going to be in that. Ty Majeski punches his ticket to the Championship Four race in the Camping World Truck Series. Now, If you're wondering where the defending champ Brendan Rhodes is at, well, he's last right now, 18 out of Stuart Friesen. So there's that for him. So Ben Rhodes got a lot to do here. But a win can change that for the defending Truck Series champion. Christian Eckes, 13 out. Grant Ebinger is 15 out as well. So Talladega next on the board next Saturday on FS1. So looking forward to that as well. How about this? Noah Gregson continues to roll on, winning another race, and he wins the regular season finale at Bristol last Friday night over Brandon Jones. And how about this for Anomaly, right? Brandon Jones supposed to be in that, well, he signed on Junior Motorsports, which had some a lot of changes in their personnel this week as well, with Jill Jr. and, of course, Kelly Earnhardt there. More on that in a later episode on the Through Our NASCAR podcast with EG3. But how about Noah Gregson, folks? Gregson wins back-to-back races again. And I believe his fifth win back-to-back. Of course, he won at Darlington last week. He wins at, what? Let me see that. Hold on for a minute. Bristol. Yeah, so I don't know why they don't have it up there. So, actually, Gregson, if you want to put it like that, Gregson has won three races in a row. You got to go back to September, early September. He's on a streak right now. Gregson, six wins, including the regular season finale last Friday night, over Brandon Jones to get the win there and to pretty much lock himself there. All right, let me check the standings here real quick. Wow. How about that? It's been a minute since I looked at the Xfinity Series standings. So I'm looking at this now. Gregson. Ooh. So I believe Almendinger won the regular season title, I think. I got to go back and look at that. But yeah, it seems like Gregson has been on a stunning roll all month, September long. He might as well just stay in September because three races in a row, you got a hell of a momentum going in to, actually, they're racing today, actually. So the Xfinity Series racing here later on this afternoon, as I'm sitting here recording this on Saturday, September 24th, 2022, for their playoff opener, the Andy's Frozen Custard 300, going down later on this afternoon to open the Xfinity Series playoffs there. Gregson looking for win number four in a row. Can he do it? We'll have to find out. If he wins, obviously you move on. You don't, you obviously you can still finish good and put yourself in position to transfer to the next round as well. So again, looking at the round 12 for the Xfinity Series Plus, real quick, Texas, Talladega, and Roval, Charlotte, pretty much the same as the Cup Series, but the Cup Series is in the round 12. Well, actually, both the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series are in the round 12 now. So, but the exception, the Xfinity Series are just beginning their playoffs. So that is 12 drivers for the Xfinity Series. Let's just run it down real quick, folks. Noah Gregson, ended the regular season in 2022, winning three straight races in a row, heading into these playoffs. He's ahead of Ty Gibbs, Justin Allgaier, AJ Allmendinger, right? So, six wins for Gregson. Ty Gibbs passes Ty Gibbs, his rival. And oh, by the way, these two made contact again last Friday night. You see that? Gregson moving Gibbs up the racetrack. Gibbs made contact with another driver there. And, of course, Ty Gibbs took the high road. And so these two are not done. I don't think it's over yet between these two. Obviously, you know, you had their beef early in the year. This is not over yet by any means. So, obviously, Gregson, obviously, next year he's going to be back full-time in the Cup Series with Petty GMS after a part-time schedule this year with Colleague Racing. Gregson will move over to take over Ty Dillon ride in that 42. Ty Gibbs has been moving along into 23 now for 23-11. Rumor has it he's going to go to the 18. It's not official yet, but that's where everything is going right now for Ty Gibbs. Justin Allgaier, 3 wins on the regular season, heading into the playoffs there. Allmendinger, also with 3 wins. Josh Berry, your 5th seed, 2 wins on the year. Austin Hill also had 2 wins. He is the 6th seed. Brandon Jones has that 1 win from earlier this year at Martinsville. Jeremy commits in, thanks to the appeal, turning it over, and obviously got that upset win at Daytona. And then you have these other cats, right? Let's see, Sam Mayer. No wins yet on the year, but he has 9 top fives, 14 top tens. Daniel Hemric, the disappointment right here. Daniel Hemric, the defending Xfinity Series champ. I don't think he's going to go far, folks. I think he's going to be eliminated out of the first round. 2 top fives, 9 top tens. He ain't really showing me nothing now. It's very hard to turn up the wick when you switch gears. This team has not shown me anything. And yes, Daniel Hemric was in different equipment last year. He was with Joe Gibbs Racing last year. But they couldn't hold up the bargain for him this year, so they kicked him out, moved him over to Colleague Racing, where he's been really a non-factor all year. I don't see this team moving on. Now, Raleigh Herbst, I think he sneaks in. I think he moves on to the semifinal round, the round of 8. This guy has been top-tening people to death all year, but yet to win a race. 6 top fives, 16 top tens. I think he moves on. I think somebody's gonna get kicked out of here. be fair enough. All you need to do is somebody big is gonna fall out of the Xfinity Series. It won't surprise me one bit. It will not surprise me one bit at all. So I think Roger Hurst is going to get himself in. If he continues what he did all year, all year long, guys, I think he moves on to the round of 8. Ryan Sieg, I think the margin from Clement to Sieg is very tight. It's 4 in between those guys. So Clement struggles. These guys can jump it. Now, Ryan Sieg on the other end, I have no idea, but again, all these drivers have a chance to move on to the next round of 8. So it's really tight back here between Brandon Jones, really from 7 on back. So Brandon Jones got no room for error, pretty much, if he's going to be a factor in these playoffs. So, but yeah, the story here, Junior Motorsports, all 4 cars in the field in these playoffs. And it won't surprise me if all 4 of these guys move on. Now, Sam Mayer has the challenge if he's going to be a factor to move on, but he's shown speed all year long. So, but we'll see what happens, man. The green flag drops on the Xfinity Series playoffs later on today, folks, at Texas Motor Speedway. Cannot wait to see what happens here. Add that to the list of things I gotta do today. Watch that and watch college football, folks, here, which is going to start up here pretty soon.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Appreciate you guys downloading episode 315 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer III here with you guys on this Saturday, the final Saturday of September 24th, 2022. This is the episode 315 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Here we'll leave for you more minutes here. So who's on the outside looking in, heading in to the Cup Series race tomorrow? Chase Briscoe in. But when the standings reset, he's out. So he's out by, looks like, 4 points to Blaney right now. This is one of the surprises here, because Chase Briscoe, where did he finish I think he was one of the guys that was out. But let me see. Chase Briscoe, he finished 14th, right? So he needed to do what he needed to do, escape the craziness, and get out of there with a decent finish. He did that. So Chase Briscoe, woo! So we'll see what happens there. Alex Bowman, I didn't see him moving on, but he turned his team turned up the wick obviously, and they're pretty competitive for the most part. And I point out Kansas for the most part there. So he's out right now. Not too far out there as well. He and Daniel Suarez have the same margin. Again, Daniel Suarez, where did he finish? So let me go back to Bowman here real quick here as we look for his name on the list. Yeah, Austin Siddig is the other guy that's in there as well. Let's see, Bowman, where you at? Alex Bowman, he finished 32nd with, he was in part of that accident. Suarez, let's see if I can find him in here. Daniel Suarez finished 19th, and Austin Cindric finished 20th. So those are the guys that are going into the next round. Now, that those finishes are not going to cut it. They're going to move on, surprisingly, into the semifinal round. But their championship hopes still alive. All three Penske drivers still in. Austin Cindric included, Daytona 500 winner this year, folks. So we'll see. And this car, with this car, you never know what's going to happen over here, folks. So definitely, to be honest with you guys, very surprised at this. But hey, I mean, it is what it is. Can't be mad at the game. You got to do what you got to do, right? So big for Austin Cindric and that team to move on through the playoffs as well. So Cindric is the last one that's looking up, but he's not far from his teammate Blaney as well. He's, what, I believe, 7 out as well. So, again, very tight between Denny Hamlin. Really, if you go up, I can even take it far as Ross Chastain, really. So maybe even a step further than Joey Logano, if you want to be really blunt. But really, let's just cut it off with William Byron, because from 5 on down, it's really tight up in there. Byron, 15, that's like a 10-point swing from Byron down to Cindric. So you have an issue. Yeah, you're pretty much done like Harvick. You have back-to-back issues, you're done. It's pretty much simple as that, because it's too tight to have a problem. Because these next-gen cars, I can't trust these cars. Because lately, especially in the first round, Darlington issues, Bristol, really alarming to me. A lot of issues, power issues. Ford early on at Bristol had a lot of issues early. Then the Toyotas had issues. So, yeah, I mean, this is going to be, Kevin Harvick kind of put it bluntly, like, hey, you need to be working on this stuff now. If they're not, then who knows what's going to happen next year. I don't know what's going to happen next year with these cars. It's not the new car anymore. We're what? We're about 30 races in, right? 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. Yeah, we're 30 races in, right? So this is not a new car anymore. We should already knocked out the kinks to this car, which we have not. So who knows what's going to happen at tomorrow's cut race when it goes down. Obviously, when I looked at the numbers here, obviously, Denny Hamlin, I mentioned this early in the podcast today, he's one of the favorites. But obviously, you go to Christopher Bell. What are you going to do? Christopher Bell's up there as well. So these guys right now are favorites right now to be the front runners at Texas. And I can see why. But also, I can see Chevy as well be in the mix tomorrow. And that includes all four drivers of Hendrick Motorsports. Still alive, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Byron, and Bowman, right? So I can see those guys mixing up in a mix. So it's going to be this race is going to be really interesting. I mean, I can't tell you what's going to happen there. You're going to tune in to USA to find out what's going to happen. And again, no playoff driver has yet to win in the 2022 NASCAR playoffs. Can you believe that? Who would have put your money on that? Put your own money on that. I can't, no idea. But anyways, the top 10 from the Bass Pro Shops night race, the cutoff race. Let's just run to the top 10 quickly here before we sign out of here. Chris Buescher, first win in 5 years. And the first win for Keselowski, or wait, when we say it, Roush Keselowski Racing in history, since Brad Keselowski put his name, his stake on the race team there. Wouldn't look like a night where it's going to be a big night for Ross Fenway Roush Keselowski Racing. Roush Keselowski Racing there. Yeah, it looked like there, towards the end, Keselowski was going to take it home, and then he had an issue there at the end there. And then Christopher Bell was up front, too, and he had issues. So it was a night where you didn't really want to be up front. But Chris Buescher was solid all night long, and he took on the bacon, folks. Led 169 laps. That was a race high right there. So Chris Buescher, he's been running so well all year long. It doesn't matter whether it's Daytona, the road course, he's showing a lot of strength there as well. So this, to me, not a surprise. Buescher, the 19th different winner in 2022. Chase Elliott, second, leading the playoff drivers there. William Byron, Christopher Bell, heartbreak season for him as he dropped the fourth there in the caution. He was lucky that the caution came out for him. Kyle Larson finished fifth. Then the back end of this top 10 features Ross Chastain, Adrian Allmendinger there. Cole Custer bringing it home for Stewart-Haas Racing. Solid for him. Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick with a 10th place finish eliminated from the 2022 playoffs. So Kevin Harvick, he didn't need the top 10. You needed to win that thing, and Kevin Harvick did not. So he is out. So Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, former Cup champions, out of the playoffs. Austin Dillon for both RCR cars out. So Richard Childress Racing has to get ready for next year. So, yeah, so both cars out. And I really thought that Tyler Reddick was going to make a serious run at this, but he's out of it. So now, looking at it, you have unpredictability now heading into Texas. So we'll see what happens there. Green flag drops a little bit after 2:30 Central Time. So I can't tell you what's going to happen. You got to tune in USA to find out. Round of 12 begins for both the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series playoffs continue this weekend on USA. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That is going to wrap things up for another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 today. Appreciate you guys again. I know for me, I know I've been super busy with my other podcasts. So it feels like it's been a minute since I've been recording on this side of things here. But yeah, like I said, I've been busy, but I'm going to do my best to cover the rest of the way. But yeah, I'll be definitely did. But don't worry, my driver didn't make the playoffs. But I'm still watching. I'm still watching, folks. So, but this is going to be really intriguing. So it's going to be, again, one of these races. Which playoff driver is going to outlast the field? But the even bigger question, who's going to take the checkered flag? Will it be a playoff driver for the first time in these playoffs? Or will the trend continues and a non-playoff driver will take the checkered flag at Texas? We'll find out on USA tomorrow.
To the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe.
subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time. Going 3 Wide.